given him a call. Morning, mate. What's planned for us?
Morning, boys. Well, that cyclone, Category 2 this morning, it could possibly become Category 3 sort of by lunchtime. That system's just starting this morning to move away to the southeast. So it's just starting its track away from the coastline now. Now, the expectation in the Mackay Whitsundays area, and this might come as a surprise to a few people, as it moves further away from the coast, we're actually going to see the winds around the Mackay Whitsundays region increase. So it's going to get quite blowy. Can I say that on radio?
You can't. Anyway. You just said it.
why does that happen?
So what, him happening? Saying blowy or the wind? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Too early in the morning.
Far too early. Why is that the case, though, when it moves away, it brings more wind?
Yeah, so what's happening is as the system's intensifying, it's actually expanding the area that the wind is covering. So what we're going to see is the system intensifying as it's starting to push southeast. And then its closest point of approach to Mackay will be about 500 or so kilometres away. The system's probably likely to be producing, 60 kilometre an hour wind gusts, 70 kilometre an hour wind gusts right on the Mackay foreshore. This is the thing, though. People in the western suburbs are going to probably go, what wind, Nitso, you idiot? And say, so whereas people on the coast will have to sort of hold their phone with two hands, otherwise it'll fly away. So that's the sort of wind gradient we're going to get across the region. Also a few showers. I'll tell you who's going to get the worst of it, boys. It's going to be the Whitsundays. We're seeing winds potentially reaching sort of 75, 85 kilometre an hour on the Whitsundays and the coastline. And that puts people in Airlie Beach and those sort of areas in a bit of a risky area, especially if they're working outdoors at heights and also, of course, if you're on the water, which you probably shouldn't be today. So just be aware that those winds will increase across the Proserpine Whitsundays, Mackay coastline as the day goes on. And they'll continue. They'll probably peak overnight tonight, which is okay because everyone's probably sleeping. But then in the morning, they should start to, probably about mid to late morning, they should start to ease off. And then by about later in the afternoon, it'll be a beautiful day to go boating by the evening time frame.
So really what you're saying is don't book your skydiving with Airlie Beach because you could end up in New Zealand.
Well, more likely because they're southeasterly, you'll start at Airlie and end up somewhere between Bowen and Air.
Right, okay.
Yeah, probably don't do that. So is this the last of the wet season for us, cyclones and rain and that kind of thing?
Oh, that's way too early to call. I mean, the cyclone season goes till the end of April. Look, there's no obvious signs that the monsoon's coming back anytime soon. And if it doesn't come back in the next 2 to 3 weeks, well, it's probably not going to come back this season. But in terms of cyclone potential and general rain potential, boys, once we get the southeasterly coming through, there's always a chance that there's a bit of a northeasterly coming in off the ocean as well. And when the southeasterlies and northeasterlies come together, it doesn't need a monsoon. We can get some pretty significant rainfall out of that. But look, there's no obvious sign of the monsoon coming back down at the moment. But there is obviously still chances for tropical cyclone activity for another month and a half.
Well, if that does happen, we'll certainly keep you up to date with Nitso from Oz Cyclone Chasers because he's the man who knows it all and says inappropriate words in his weather updates and tries to get away with it, and we laugh like schoolgirls. So.
So do I. I laugh sometimes.
All right, oncyclonechasers.com.au for all the info. Nitso, thanks for your time this morning, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.